Top stories making news this hour at Press TV. In Yemen, at least one person has been killed as government forces open fire on anti-regime demonstrators in the city of Taiz. Now, several others have been injured in the violence. This comes as several members of Yemen's ruling party have formed an anti-regime bloc to support the opposition. And in Syria, at least 16 people have been killed in clashes between government forces and members of the armed Salafi groups in and around the central city of Homs. Local media say 10 of the victims lost their lives after a pro-reform sit-in in the city turned violent. Saudi Arabia has reaffirmed its unwavering support for Bahrain. The kingdom has already deployed hundreds of troops to Bahrain amid escalating anti-regime protests there. Saudi forces have been backing Bahrain in its crackdown on the protesters since March. They've also destroyed several mosques in the country. Libyan officials, official media report that NATO airstrikes have hit the capital, Tripoli, Azizia in the south of the capital, and Sirte to the east of the city. The Western Military Alliance said its aircraft attacked command and control facilities of forces loyal to embattled ruler Muammar Gaddafi on Monday. And Italy's foreign minister says at least 10,000 people have been killed in Libya so far. Citing figures by Libya's revolutionary forces, Franco Frattini said 55,000 people have also been wounded in the conflict. His comments come as the UN says it has secured humanitarian access to Libya's third largest city, Misrata. And militants in Pakistan have destroyed a NATO supply tanker carrying fuel to U.S.-led foreign forces in Afghanistan. The attack happened in the southwestern province of Balochistan. At least one person was injured. More than 300 NATO supply trucks have been destroyed by militants since 2008. And newly unveiled U.S. diplomatic cables show Washington has led a vigorous campaign to block a U.N. probe into Israel's war on Gaza at the turn of 2009. One document says U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, prodded the U.N. chief to stop an investigation into Israeli attacks on the international body sites in Gaza. And the Red Cross says many people have been killed in post-election violence in the north of Nigeria. The organization says thousands had to leave their homes after a rampage in protests over the re-election of President Goodluck Jonathan. A 24-hour curfew has been imposed in the north central state of Kaduna.
Decades-long friendship with Bahrain that we expect to continue long into the future.
The symbol of pro-democracy demonstrations in Bahrain.
Bahrain obviously has the sovereign right to invite GCC forces into its territory.
البته دولت سعودی به نظر ما اشتباه کرد نباید این کار رو میکرد خودش رو در منطقه منفور میکنه
That process should unfold in a peaceful positive atmosphere
All your armies, all your fighters, all your tanks, and all your soldiers against the boy holding a stone, standing there all alone. In his eyes, I see the sun. In his smile, I see the moon. I only wonder, who is weak and who is strong? Who is right and who is wrong? And I wish truth has a tongue.